I'm Taylor Gant with Atlanta News. Delta says the inclement weather along the East Coast forced 750 flights to be canceled yesterday. The airline expects at least 200 more flights will be canceled today. Both of New York's major airports, JFK and LaGuardia, temporarily suspended flights on Thursday due to the storm. Delta also suspended operations at Boston's Logan Airport yesterday, with plans to resume this morning. Customers flying to the affected areas are encouraged to check for an updated flight status before heading to the airport this morning. The Atlanta Falcons are set to face the Los Angeles Rams in the first round of the NFL playoffs tomorrow night. As GPB's Josephine Bennett reports, a repeat trip to the Super Bowl will be a tough task for the Falcons.
Last year, Atlanta played both their playoff games inside the Georgia Dome and had a bye through the first round. Now the team is the lowest-seeded contender in their conference, meaning they'll have to go on the road in every matchup. Receiver Julio Jones says his team will be ready for the challenge.
Anywhere, any place, any time. Just keep it simple. Just trust the process, do what we've been doing here, and just preparing for any other week.
The Falcons and the Rams will square off Saturday night at 8 on NBC. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett.
Preparations are underway for Monday's College Football National Championship in Atlanta. The city is closing government offices early on game day and asking visitors to utilize MARTA to get around town. President Trump is expected to attend the highly anticipated matchup between Bama and UGA. Atlanta Police and the Secret Service are currently working on a security plan for the visit. And Governor Deal has officially declared today UGA Football Friday. He's asking all state employees and fans to support the Bulldogs by wearing red and black to work today. The forecast calls for a cold day with plenty of sun. The wind will be a factor this morning. Gusts of over 10 miles per hour are expected. Today's high is 36 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 21. For more headlines, visit our website, gpbnews.org. You can follow our entire news team at GPB News on Twitter. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta, I'm Taylor Gant.